Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:33 British Summer Time. Well, this has been quite a day for the gold complex in here today. Gold is currently up 7.22 on the day. That's coming from a low of 4.61, currently sitting at 4.69.72. So that is really quite positive action and moving up out of this range we've seen over the last 3 or 4 days and breaking out of that short-term progression of lower lows, although it hasn't closed anywhere near its lows so far. The other big story is natural gas. It's up 77.5p or cents today, so almost brushing the $14 mark. It's at 14.87 right now. So big day for the commodities in here. The precious metals and the energies. Industrial metals have been fairly dull in here. Lead is down 12.5, whereas copper is up 210 in the US, so at 174.90. I think that is a new high. So just a couple of further words then on the precious metals. Silver is up 7.5 cents. That is off the highs. It was up 10 cents at one point. Palladium up 155 at 201. And platinum, which had been quite weak in the... had to actually change the comment I had written on it, because at the open today, it was at 909.5, really quite low, and was looking weak. And I was thinking that it might well come back to $9 if we had continued weakness, but that wasn't the case at all. In fact, it rallied right back up. It's currently up $3.5 at 921.5. So really steadying up there really quite well. And tomorrow will tell us whether that's going to get any kind of follow-through. It is tending to lag gold and silver by a little bit at the moment. But over the longer term, and you'll see those charts of gold in other currencies I posted up there today, and you can see that it has maintained those breakouts very well. So there hasn't really been any consolidation at all versus the other reserve currencies. The gold shares, the gold bugs index, is still consolidating though. It has broken up over that 230 where there was a little bit of resistance from back in March, but very much a consolidation here. And if we saw a break above sort of the 245 to 250 level, that would indicate to us that we were moving back into an upward bias. But right now, consolidating, and I don't think there's anything to worry about on the gold shares. As for natural gas, I can't say that I'm particularly surprised. I knew that I was taking a risk when I sold it on Friday that we could have a rally this week. But it's currently coming up, it's currently nearly at $14. And excuse me, when you look at the weekly pattern, one thing that is quite interesting is that even though it is very volatile and it is a difficult commodity to trade, there does now seem to be two steps. We seem to be breaking up from one of them right now, and then there was one back in August. So even though if you look at the weekly chart, it looks like there's a massive acceleration. When you look at the daily chart, it doesn't look quite as accelerated as it might do. So natural gas does look like it could be. It might be a little too early to say this, but it does look like it's moving into a step sequence uptrend. What would countermand that hypothesis? Well, a strong downward dynamic breaking down from these ranges that we've seen. So a break below $12 would definitely say that. But it doesn't look like we're going to get that right now. This is really very, very bullish action, and it's supported by the rest of the complex. I think there is a differentiation to make between oil and the refined products, heating oil and gasoline. Heating oil, we're moving into a very seasonal stage for it right now. Coming into winter, lots of people trying to heat their homes, and heating oil is looking really very good. Coming up to a little bit of resistance right now, but I don't think that's going to be anything more than a little bit of psychological resistance. Gasoline is also pushing up as well. Natural gas doesn't need any refining, but it does seem to be falling into the bracket of the refined products. Oil, although it is up $2 right now, it's sitting at $67, sorry, so it's just under $2 up. But that's still very much range trading. If we were to see a break to new highs, or a good upward dynamic, that would tell us that oil is going to go on and make new highs. But it's very healthy that it's going sideways right now. When we look at what oil has done so far in the last couple of years, if it were to go sideways for the next couple of months, ranging between sort of the $60 and $70 mark, well, that would put a little bit of support under the market and give us the potential for further significant gains. If it were to rally quite strongly up now, it might exhaust itself a little bit early. So at this range trading we're seeing in oil is really very, very healthy. So moving on to stock markets. And there were some very good figures came out today out of the US on durable goods. The survey had been that it was going to increase by 0.7%, but it was up 3.3%. So that gave an impetus to the markets, and they did quite like it to begin with, but then oil started pushing up and the US markets gave it up a little bit. So the Dow is currently sitting down nearly 23 points. It's at 10,433. S&P is down nearly 2 at 1213, and the Nasdaq is down 6 at 2110. But that hasn't done any damage at all to any of the other markets, and the Wall Street leash effect, whereas the US is pretty much going sideways now. And nothing really scary happening there to the stock markets. A lot of these other markets are really going stormers. So Brazil is up 1.5%. It's up 480 points. That's good action. And after we've seen a consolidation there over the last week, if we have another good day tomorrow, we'll have broken up from that consolidation. The Euro Stoxx 50 is up 1%. That's really very good action, breaking out to new highs in the or new recovery highs. The FTSE also looking good, up just under 1%, up 0.87. It's at 54.94. CAC and the DAX both up over 1%. The IBEX, which is certainly the leading market, had only a very shallow consolidation, and that was also up 1.15%. So these European markets looking really very good. The Nikkei had a good day today. It was up almost 1% as well, off the highs a little bit, but still looking very healthy. Australia, very flat on the day. New Zealand starting to push up a little bit. Sensex hasn't been particularly convincing. Made a new high today. It's over that 8,500 level, and that is looking much better. It has broken up, although timidly, out of this trading range. That downward dynamic we saw, what was it, at the beginning of the middle of last week, was definitely a warning shot across the bows, but it has thrown it off, although it hasn't done it emphatically. So you'd have to give India the benefit of the doubt, and certainly not a sell right now. Now, you'll also see JGBs up there, and that was quite a strong downward dynamic there. So it is coming really close to the bottom of the range. There is some support around this 137.5 to 138 level, but if we were to see a break below this level, there is quite a lot of air underneath the chart. So that will definitely be one to watch. It did close well off the lows, so it wouldn't be surprising to see a bounce, particularly in light of what the US is doing right now. Came down, had a look at 114, didn't like it, and now it's at 115.07, so up 21 points on the day. So really quite good action there on the treasuries, and we might see another bit of a bounce. It will have to take out what is now looking like resistance at 116, though, so pretty tight market on the treasuries. On currencies, pretty quiet day for most currencies. The euro is at 120.39, so that has been up and down today, really. And the dollar index is at 89.51, so hasn't broken through that 90 level. Really quite quiet. Then, looking at some of the other pairs, like our currency pairs, the sterling is pretty flat on the day, having had quite a weak day yesterday, and the yen is at 113.08, so Still hasn't broken through that resistance at 115, down a fifth of a point in here today. Now, another word then on some of the soft commodities, and you'll see that really quite good dynamic that we had yesterday on sugar. That was we had follow through in that today. So, what was looking like a bit of a consolidation has definitely been broken up out of, and it really is looking really quite strong. Same thing for I've lost my train of thought. Pardon me. I put up another. Anyway, the soybeans aren't looking particularly good. Grains are still quite weak. Soybeans up 5.5, and still very much within that downtrend. So the grains are definitely getting cheaper. Coffee, sorry, bad typing. Coffee had a good day today, still in that downward trend. Does need to put a couple of good days together to break up out of it, but is starting to look a little bit better, finding some support just under 90. Then, so we are looking at some of the commodities starting to turn around. The orange juice is looking quite good. Little bit weak in here today, but having found support around 90, now coming up to 100, there's a little bit of resistance around 105, but it is still looking really quite good. So that's pretty much it for me. If there's anything at all that I can help you out with, or any questions you have, please don't hesitate to contact me, and have a good evening.